It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Megan Lynch. 2,000 Missouri Ameren customers still without power after Monday's storm. Most of the outages in St. Louis County, namely between Breckenridge Hills and North County. On their website, Ameren says they expect the majority of the affected St. Louis County customers to have their power turned back on by the end of today. Two tornadoes now confirmed in the Metro East following that round of severe thunderstorms. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Elmore says survey teams are still in the field working to pin down the exact path of each tornado. They're also comparing damage to radar imagery to separate tornadic winds from straight-line wind damage.
We're still fine-tuning the exact magnitude of the damage. The Germantown one currently is, we have rated that an EF1. And then the St. Clair to Clinton County tornado, the one that stretched north of Muskoka toward Trenton, we currently have a maximum rating of EF2.
A new St. Louis City budget advancing to the Board of Aldermen. It includes a 7% pay raise for police officers mandated by the state-controlled police board a few weeks ago. Finding the money for that raise concerns other city departments would take a hit to balance the ledger. But Mayor Kara Spencer says the final spending plan manages to absorb the police raises without sacrificing basic municipal services.
This budget does a few other things. One, it really balances, services that we need to keep providing our citizens while recognizing the raises that the police department passed, the police board passed about 6 weeks ago.
Spencer notes the budget fully funds a $4 million increase for derelict building demolition. Former St. Louis Alderman Brandon Bosley headed to federal prison. Bosley sentenced yesterday to 16 months after being convicted in January of wire fraud and lying to the FBI. The scheme centered on his Toyota Prius. Investigators say Bosley pressured an auto shop owner to inflate repair estimates so the car would be totaled, netting him nearly $8,000 from the insurance company. Prosecutors had pushed for more than 16 months. The Lincoln County prosecutor has agreed not to seek the death penalty against Pam Hupp in exchange. Hupp has agreed to a bench trial in the killing of Betsy Faria back in 2011. Faria was stabbed more than 50 times. Her husband, Russ Faria, initially arrested and convicted of killing his wife. The conviction was overturned. Betsy Faria changed the beneficiary on her life insurance to Pam Hupp. Drone, the latest effort to enhance emergency response from St. Charles County Police.
But Police Chief Kurt Frizz says the county already has a robust drone operation.
This is kind of the next evolution of drone operations for law enforcement. It's a drone as first responder. So these will be at fixed base stations. We're partnering with school districts and some businesses. And they will be piloted out of the Regional Information Intelligence Center out of St. Louis County.
Frizz tells the Chris and Amy Show any type of crime in progress, accident, even natural disasters, a drone could be launched, get over the scene, and start talking to officers even before they are on the scene. This gives first responders an advantage of the situation they are responding to. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Six Flags St. Louis new owners tightening up the rules.
Any guest 16 or younger found without a chaperone starting this Friday will be subject to immediate ejection without a refund. The updated code of conduct also explicitly bans any face coverings that conceal a guest's identity. That includes so-called shiesty masks and neck gaiters and hoods with front zippers. All of these changes come after the reports from opening Saturday of masked teens threatening park patrons before a massive fight broke out, and after Enchanted Park CEO James Harhi told KMOX this.
You know, we all have to be respectful. And I just hope everybody will be respectful. And if they're not, we'll be showing them out the door. And then if we can't, if that policy doesn't work, then we'll be more strict on the other items as we go forward.
Park public safety personnel are also utilizing surveillance and body-worn cameras to monitor the midways throughout the season.
We have a very limited set of patients when it comes to unruly behavior.
Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, Gentry's Landing is for sale. The apartment high-rise on 4th Street by the Arch was built in 1965 as part of the 8-building mansion house complex. The asking price for the 28-story, 416-unit property, $53 million.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.